Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, what role does contemplation play when it comes to increasing, strengthening, and leveling up our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, it's great to be here with you talking about ubudiyya. So, in today's program, we really want to talk about what role contemplation plays when it comes to increasing, strengthening, and leveling up our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, you know, as you know, and as we all know, we live in a very fast-paced world. Technological advancement, scientific advancement, seems like everything has become mechanized, everything is mechanical, we are surrounded by machines. And what's interesting is machines themselves don't really have souls or spirits. And so this being surrounded by objects which don't have a soul or a spirit, these things have a sort of an impact and an effect on us. I dare say that it, you know, being surrounded by these spiritless objects kind of makes us move in the same direction. Over the passing of time and days and months and years, it slowly starts to turn us into a machine. Even though it's kind of a side note and a tangent, but it's not bad to talk about, I think, because it does have an effect on our ubudiyya. And that is the role of social media and the electronic devices that we use. And these things do have an effect on our ubudiyya, and I think it's appropriate that we will, inshallah, talk about this on a different program. But kind of coming back so that we don't digress, we live in this age where, yes, we are surrounded by spiritless objects, and this does have an effect on us. Now, one of the attributes or one of the qualities of this world that we live in, as we said, is this fast-paced, you know, it's almost like a blur. You wake up and all of a sudden you are much older, right? You're in your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s or maybe even in your 70s, and life has passed by, and where did it go? I don't know, right? And this is a phenomenon that happens to probably every single one of us at one point or another in our life. Now, one of the things in order to be able to slow down this, you know, dizzying pace of the world is contemplation. This idea of reflection, of contemplation, of thinking, of thought, of bringing a sort of a peace of mind and tranquility to the mind and to the spirit. So it's kind of like you're running, you know, every single day and day in and day out in this, you know, quote unquote rat race, which is promoted by, Western civilization and free market, capitalism and liberalism and I don't know, all these other man-made systems which has destroyed the spirit and the essence of humanity. We don't have time to stop and really find that peace of mind and that tranquility. And so contemplation will give us that time to slow down, to have this peace of mind, you know, and to really be able to focus on those things that are important. The connection of contemplation with ubudiyya, we will talk about in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. As we said in Surah Taha, verse number 14, Innani ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqim as-salata li dhikri. The second part of the verse where Almighty God says, fa'budni, worship me. We believe that God is one. We acknowledge as Muslims the monotheistic belief in Almighty God, His uniqueness, and all of the other attributes that come along with Tawheed. It's very important for us to know the different levels of Tawheed. But now I want to act upon this belief. I have faith in the Almighty, and now I wish to see the results and the fruits of this Tawheed. And I can do that by worshipping, by expressing my devout devotion to the Almighty. I wish to show that I have submitted and done my taslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, ta'a and obedience is one thing, but ibadah and worship is something else. Innani ana Allah la ilaha illa ana. فَعْبُدْنِي. Again, the whole message of our Anbiya, all of them, was to bring about people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him. The reason why we were created was to worship the Almighty. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were talking about, if you remember, we were talking about how contemplation and reflection plays a role in our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. And the previous segment, of course, we had been talking a little bit about how we live in a very fast-paced, dizzying world, and many times we don't have the opportunity to be able to think about ourselves, to be able to think about our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. We are so caught up in everything that we're doing that, you know, we're not able to focus on the things that we need to. First and foremost, our relationship with the Almighty Allah, which, of course, is done via ubudiyya. It is done via our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. So in this segment, we really wanted to talk about now this connection between contemplation and ubudiyya. Really, a lot of these subjects are vast subjects, which you can really talk about, you know, for a long time. Unfortunately, due to a lack of time, you know, we have to kind of condense these subject matters as the time allows. But contemplation, of course, you know, it has different aspects. You know, there are different things that it is encouraged to reflect and think about. So, of course, we have a lot of traditions, you know, from the Immaculate and Infallible Imams, peace be upon them, as well as the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where they talk about how contemplation, 1 hour's contemplation, is better than, for example, 70 hours of worship. Or in other places, 1 hour's contemplation is better than 70 nights of worship. Or in another place, 70 years of worship, or, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. And it seems like every tradition just keeps on increasing the value of that contemplation. In another program, inshallah, we'll talk about what we need to contemplate over, because there's various things that one should contemplate over. But just so that we don't leave a cliffhanger, in this program, one of the things that we need to contemplate over, you know, is, for example, the ubudiyya that we have and the relationship we have with the Almighty Allah. Now, this is one of the probably most important things that we should contemplate over. And like I said, because our relationship with the Almighty Allah, our relationship with our Creator, our relationship with the one who has given us existence, it's self-explanatory now after describing it in this manner, that is the most important relationship that we have. You know, as the Holy Quran says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," that from Allah have we come, and it is to Allah that we will return. And so how sad and unfortunate and truly disastrous would it be that from where we came from and to whom we shall return and we shall be presented, we don't have a good relationship. And so contemplating upon our relationship, taking time out, whether it is 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, you know, at any given point in time of the day. But again, as we have said in all of our programs, slow and steady. At first, just give yourself 10 minutes, you know, and on a specific time, every other day, right? Every third day, put it down on your calendar, you know, for example, on Friday, you know, before I go to sleep, 10 minutes, I'm just going to think about my relationship with the Almighty Allah, right? I'm going to contemplate, I'm going to reflect, you know? And of course, there's many questions that come out of this. Well, what kind of relationship do I have with the Almighty Allah? What kind of relationship should I have? What is the current state of my relationship with the Almighty Allah? You know, and then you bring in, and this is ubudiyya. This is a informal type of ubudiyya. Like we said, we have explained formal ubudiyya and informal ubudiyya in many of our programs, which you should check out to fully understand what we're talking about. But this is informal ubudiyya, contemplating for 10 minutes before you go to sleep on a specific day. Now, the reason that we want to do a specific day and a specific time and for a specific time at a specific time is so that we bring consistency. Right? Another one of the things that we've talked about is spiritual development that is really fast but does not last is not as useful, and it is not as beneficial and effectful as spiritual development that is slow but is constant. And it is that constancy that we are really striving for. And yes, eventually that constancy will turn that slow into fast, right? So you think about this, you contemplate, you reflect, you know, and then what this does, it establishes a relationship. It takes you out of this quote-unquote rat race, which we talked about, and most surely with the grace and the permission of the Almighty Allah, you will be able to increase, enhance, strengthen, and level up your ubudiyya, your service, your worship, and your obedience to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لا إله سواه لا تخالطه الظنون ولا العيون تراه الله جل في علاه هو أنسي وملاذي أحتمي بحماه.